Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. See the kingdom of God through these heavenly binoculars. 25 cents. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
What are you doing?
Ringmaster, am I glad to see you. The lion ate the lion tamer's chair, so we had to cancel that part of the show. And the trapeze artist ran out of paper, so he had to stop drawing. But I found a new attraction. It's the kingdom of God. Take a look through these binoculars.
That's not the kingdom of God. That is the sky.
It's the best I could do on such short notice.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3.
Really? You'll have to be born again?
That's right.
How do I get born again?
Give your life to God. Ask Jesus to live in your heart. Come on, I'll pray with you. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Get born again and see the kingdom of God with these heavenly binoculars. 25 cents. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Business is a little slow today. Let me try these binoculars and see if I can see the kingdom of God now that I'm born again. Blue sky. More blue sky. Clouds. More clouds. Ah! Ringmaster! Oh, you scared me. You look big in these binoculars. Oh, Ringmaster, am I glad to see you. We have another problem.
What is it now?
The clown car is out of gas, so the clowns went to Taco Bell to fill up. And a strong man says he can't find his dumbbell. I try to tell him maybe he's the one that's dumb if he doesn't know where he left his bell. What does he need a bell for anyway? Just lift the heavy thing that you always lift, that's what I told him. So I've been inviting people to see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3, that's what you said.
That's right, I said that. I'm gonna go talk to the strong man.
Wait, can I ask you a question first? I'm born again, aren't I?
Of course you are. I prayed with you, remember?
I remember. I still can't see the kingdom of God. I've been looking through the binoculars. I can't find it anywhere.
It's inside you.
Oh, it's inside me. No wonder I couldn't see. I was looking up in the sky. Wait, what? How can I see it if it's inside me? Ringmaster? Where'd you go? Ringmaster? Kingdom of God is inside me. So with these binoculars and this mirror, I should be able to look inside.
What's the matter? Do you have a toothache?
Oh no, I feel fine. It's that verse. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3.
Let me have a look in your mouth. Say ah. Not in there. Let me look in your ears. Just as I thought.
What? Can you see the kingdom of God?
No. Your head is empty. You don't have a brain.
That's not funny, Ringmaster.
I'm just kidding. Listen, have you ever seen God?
No, nobody's seen God. He's a spirit. Everybody knows that.
If you can't see God, how can you see his kingdom?
But you said, and I quote, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3.
The word see means understand.
Oh.
If you're not born again, you cannot understand the kingdom of God and how it operates.
That's it? We can't actually see the kingdom of God with our eyes?
Well, someday God will set up his kingdom on earth. You'll be able to see it then.
Well, Now what are we gonna do? We need an act to draw a crowd to the circus.
While you were busy looking for the kingdom of God, I got the lion tamer a new chair. I convinced the trapeze artist to actually swing on the trapeze instead of drawing it. The strong man found his dumbbells, and the clowns are all gassed up, ready to go.
Oh, step right up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've got lion tamers, trapeze artists, strong men, and clowns. 25 cents. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Ringmaster, shouldn't you be inside doing the show?
We're gassed up and ready to go to the next town. You spent so much time trying to find the kingdom of God that we've packed up and shut down already. It's time to go.
Oh, I'm coming right behind you. Now, if you've already paid your 25 cents, we'll be happy to refund your money or give you a rain check. Can we do that? Can we give a rain check? It's not even raining.
Please share Fish Bites for Kids on social media, and we'd really appreciate you taking a moment to rate and review this podcast to help reach more people. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for more Fish Bites.